Well, hello guys, it's a Friday night, I'm getting excited. Because it's Peroni night, isn't it? But anyway, here's a news item that happened in Thailand. And as you may or may not know, I lived in Thailand for over 10 years. And this story is completely all one-sided. And of course, that's for the victim, the femon, of course. Because they're perpetual victims. Anyway, this femon and her husband were staying at this apartment block. And I believe it was quite early in the morning, like 3 a.m. or something like that. She was going out or something, or looking for her husband. And she saw the security guard at his desk, sleeping. So she started filming him and said she's going to report him to his supervisor. Anyway, they started arguing and she went outside and he followed her. Or so she said how it happened. To me, it looks like she's following him, filming him still. And the way I see it, she started pushing him. She says it was self-defense, but I don't believe her. Anyway, the security guard gave her a sucker punch and knocked her down to the ground. Apparently this happened quite a long time ago, and the security guard no longer works for the company. But as usual, the femon wants to get justice, wants to see the man suffer, and obviously wants probably compensation. But let me tell you how I think it went down. Now, if anybody's lived in Thailand even for a short while, they will know that Thais can fall asleep anywhere, anytime. I used to get on a bus a lot, actually it was more like a coach, and the Thais could fall asleep almost immediately, nearly the whole bus. And these security guards work very, very long hours, and their wages are not very good. But this femon is a European femon, she's 37 years of age, so she's the right age for the big entitlement and the princess syndrome. And as the Western and European world is used to femons shaming men all the time, and talking down to them, Thailand's not the same. And if you take a look at her husband here, he looks quite a henpecked little husband, doesn't he? And of course, there's another thing in Asia when you're there. You don't openly shame people there. Basically, this femon just acted exactly the way she does in the European and Western worlds, and thought she could get away with it like she does in Europe. And actually, this femon is from Eastbourne, which is just along the coast from where I am. I know it well, so I'm not surprised. There is a video I think shows what actually happened, but I can't show it here, otherwise you know. And of course, this femon says her life will never be the same again. Well, does that mean she's learnt her lesson? No, of course not. She just mouthed to the wrong guy, that's all. She thought he was a wimp just like her husband was. But the hotel I was at, I used to see the security guard all day. Then I used to go out at night, come back very late, and the security guard was still working. And the next morning, he was there as well. That's a long shift. In fact, sometimes when I come back from the bars, I used to actually tip the guards. They deserved it. Well, you can imagine how shocked this femon must have been, because she probably would have got away with it in the Western and European world, wouldn't she? And that's why we have so many goddamn Karens everywhere. Basically, for me, I would say that the femon is the one that caused the problem. I mean, filming him sleeping and saying she's going to report him to his supervisor. And then kind of shoving him a bit. Following him and filming him. Being real annoying. Probably mouthing too. And he's probably doing an 18-hour shift as well. I guess they're trying to find the guy, but I hope they never do. He won't have any money for the femon, which is basically what she really wants. Anyway, guys, I put a link to the news item down below. You can let me know what you think about it. In kind of Thai, it's Somnam Na. Take it easy.